This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So if they had lost the Cowboys,
you guys had finished tied at 3-14.
Even though we had the head-to-head, I think there would have been a tiebreaker elsewhere, strength of schedule or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we lost them the week before. I don't know why that, but when they lost, it locked the pick in.
Got it.
Thankfully. And so that win yesterday did not even come to matter. So Fernando Mendoza, come on down, brother. It's your time in Las Vegas. So we'll
Seems
see.
Early. Let's give you some workouts and some pro days first, John, before you make
Dante,
a final
okay.
decision.
Winner gets the number one pick this week. Is that fair?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's at least see him play it out.
Yeah. It's exciting. See, this is what you went through.
I want you to get the right guy. I truly do. As your brother, I want you to get the right guy.
See, like, this is fun. I haven't been through this. I haven't gone through, like, watching a college football game and saying, all right, whichever quarterback plays better, that's the one I want. You know, like, you went through that with Caleb. It was Caleb, Drake.
It didn't come down to games, though.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. That was the question, is do you take Jaden once?
Right. Some you guys
said,
had – that was
we
fun.
We need to seriously consider this, but Looks the Bears like, never did.
I don't know. Did you make the right choice? Seems like maybe.
Seems like maybe.
Caleb is more available.
True.
So, I don't know.
In terms of what's sustainable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Jaden Daniels is 190 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to have a tough time.
Both have had incredible moments, though.
They have.
In a lot of ways, they had sort of the same season.
Yes.
And just in terms of dramatics and come from behind wins. So.
But I mean,
both have a chance still to be great.
No, they do. But if you're talking about a physical league where guys get hurt all the time, they can't run at quarterback, give me Caleb over the course of a career because he doesn't, he does it, but he doesn't rely on it.
Oh, bro, he's back there doing 360s sometimes. It's ridiculous.
Can't take him down. Can't sack
him. One of these times, somebody will.
That's because he got on that Diddy oil, man.
Still think he's a little excessive with
from the freak offs. You can't bring him down.
What?
He don't have that baby oil on?
Why did you throw him in the freak offs?
I'm sorry.
I didn't see that in the record.
Maybe he wasn't in those files, but.
Don't put him in there.
I'm just saying he's.
I don't believe so.
He's slippery like someone who would have been, I think, is the implication there. Either way, it's 2026. We're here. Got a lot more to come. Jeff Cogg's going to join us at 125 Respect Burgers when we get back. J&J on HNFM, ESPN.
All right, we'll see if I still remember how to do this in 2026 usually, and we'll be changing the times, I imagine, on the new J&J show starting at 9 a.m. starting next week. But typically what I've done around this time for a long time, pulled out my big green egg, got it cooking, got the fire going. We did a little bit of that over the break. As a matter of fact, with these crazy unseasonable temperatures that we had enjoyed, the warmth. I pat out some burgers like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club. We throw them on the big green egg and start sizzling. We season these differently, though. We season these with respect and world full of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers. All right. First one's going to a man I believe that John Martin said here in that first hour he thinks should be coach of the year. I think I'm on board with that, too. It's Mike McDonald. The Seattle coach, I didn't come into the season suspecting that Mike McDonald in his first year with a new quarterback, switching over to Sam Darnold from whom? Geno. Was going to have the Seattle Seahawks in this position, which is 14-3, and the number one seed in the NFC, also obviously NFC West division winners, after they dismantle, particularly defensively, San Francisco 13-3 in that Week 18 finale for them. And keep in mind, this is a San Francisco team they lost to open the season. Mike McDonald probably doesn't get a bunch of the attention or anything else. And John points out it's his second season in Seattle. He's won double-digit games in both of them. And so maybe a lot of the talk is about the other turnarounds in the league. And so it hasn't been as much of a turnaround. They were a double-digit winner last year at 10-7, second in the NFC West. But to go to first in what I believe has clearly become the best division in football, because you've got three, 12-plus win teams in this division, three of them going to the playoffs. To be the number one seed there, and frankly, to always give the players the credit and everything else, we've never made it about him. I think even in some situations with the Bears turnaround, it's been, man, look what Ben Johnson's doing. Nobody's really said, look at what Mike McDonald's doing. That defense has been tremendous, and we talked about it. They, you know, holding San Francisco, what that offense had been doing, to just 3 points. What they did to McCaffrey, taking him out of the game, super impressive. And McDonald comes from that defensive background, obviously, as the former DC from the Baltimore Ravens. And so, man, Seattle is the one I didn't see coming. You can make a lot of cases in terms of coach of the year. We've been around the block there. Vrabel's been a good one. Liam Cohen down in Jacksonville has been a good one. But for my money, it's Mike McDonald, who is now 24-10 and two seasons with Seattle coming over from Baltimore. He's got a second-place finish in the West and now a first-place finish in a number one seed. And that Seattle team's going to be hard to beat out there, you know, at their place with what that defense can do. And he's rebuilt a once, Legion of Boom. They've got their own names. I think they call themselves the Dark Side, is what the Seattle defense has identified itself as now. So it's coming in a way that's similar to what we've seen. Previous Seattle teams have got a great defense. All of a sudden now, hey, it may shout out to Kenneth Walker. You know, this run game has come around for Seattle in a way that I thought would, frankly, keep them from winning the NFC West or the one seed. Didn't think they had enough of a run game to complement Sam Darnold. And it's come on with Kenneth Walker and our man Charbonnet there here down the stretch. And so Mike McDonald gets all the respect from me. He's done a tremendous job his first 2 years in Seattle. And, boy, are they sitting pretty with the bye and the number one seed in the NFC West, in the NFC playoffs. All right, moving on. We talked about it. Touched on it again. They deserve it again. A couple of former Tigers, one of them a local product in Calvin Austin, but you also had Kenny Gainwell out there scoring for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers fans, boy, y'all shut me up all year long. Kept saying, even with Baltimore at 1-5, at one point you guys are going to give this up. You're going to allow Baltimore to get back in. And boy, you had me thinking for a minute there I was going to be right. Letting this thing come down to the last game of the season. You had Lamar Jackson back out there and doing Lamar Jackson things last night, but old Aaron Rodgers, 42 years old, guy that I said Mike Tomlin was making a mistake banking on, sort of going this route, and I'm not sure that there were many others that he could have gone at this point. There wasn't any time to develop a new QB, but it all ends up working out. We said it was Aaron Rodgers' 37th game-winning drive, and it was our man, Calvin Austin, who's John's got a great relationship with, comes on, joins us every offseason, comes in here with. We've helped him, hopefully going to help get him a new contract soon, but he gets that go-ahead touchdown there with 55 seconds left, and was so good to see. We talked about his interview in the locker room afterward, a guy who was just thankful to Aaron Rodgers that he had continued to believe in him and gave him that opportunity down the stretch. One of his three receptions for 55 yards, and that go-ahead TD. Again, it came down to a missed field goal by Baltimore. Lamar had done him enough to get Baltimore back in position and have them in the playoffs rather than this Pittsburgh team who's now sitting in the four spot with the win. But Kenny Gainwell also had a 2-yard touchdown run with 3:49 left. That fourth quarter, that whole, you know, after it being a rock fight early, That game ended crazily, but it was awesome to see a Memphian finishing it off in Calvin Austin, who's, like John said, Calvin Austin's an unlikely NFL story.
Yep.
Just to start out with. I mean, you look at the pictures of this guy at 5'8". We know he's a speedster, but he doesn't look like an NFL player. I mean, gosh, with all due respect to him, and God love him, I mean, the way he can play any NFL games at that size, quite amazing. And then to be able to make the play that gets you into the playoffs there at the end of the year, Aaron, and it coming from a future Hall of Famer and Aaron Rodgers, happy for him and happy for the other former Tiger and Kenneth Gainwell. Gainwell, who we mentioned, was huge in the pass game. Had 5 carries for 10 yards as sort of their secondary runner behind Warren, but he had team-high 8 catches in that game as well. So a couple of former Tigers helping Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin on to the playoffs. And for Mike Tomlin, it was regular season victory number 193, tied him with Hall of Famer Chuck Knoll for the franchise record. So the next win for Mike Tomlin, regular season, I guess at one point it was a conversation about whether he'd be back next season, is going to put him into number one in terms of all time. That was up for some debate at one point. Don't guess we're questioning anymore whether Mike Tomlin will be back next season.
I guess.
But you are questioning whether Aaron Rodgers will.
Yes.
I just think Mike ain't doing this starting over. And so if he gets an Aaron Rodgers, especially if he wins the one playoff game that they've has sort of eluded them, that playoff win for the last, what, 7, 8 years, if they get that, I think he's going to re-up for another one.
Maybe.
Aaron Rodgers with Mike Tomlin. We will see. Moving on, college football, we've talked about it, and we've talked a lot about the great performances, but you have to give one to 6-seeded Ole Miss, what they did. Obviously, that incredible back-and-forth win. It was the Sugar Bowl for them, 39-34 over Georgia. John's said it. I think Kirby was out-coached here. And you've got to give all the credit to an Ole Miss team that lost its head coach going over to LSU. You talk about crazy fourth quarters. I saw this stat. The win probability for Ole Miss going in the fourth quarter of that game was just 24%. But then Chambliss, who was an absolute stud, threw that 44-yard pass to Harrison Wallace, and a Lacy TD ended up giving the Rebels the 27-24 lead. We know Georgia went for it on that 4th-and-3 and got stopped with Ole Miss recovering the fumble. It's hard not to feel good for Ole Miss, even if as a Memphis representative here. We've talked about it. If you're rooting for a team in this college football playoff, there's a lot of reasons as a Memphian to root for Ole Miss. But Wallace was Chambliss was absolutely, so was Wallace, but Chambliss absolutely phenomenal in that game. And I don't know why anybody wouldn't see NFL quarterback in him. We've had some news this morning that, according to a source, he's going to be back to Ole Miss if he does get the waiver to play another year in the NCAA. So that's great news for Ole Miss fans and for them to be moving on into the top four of college football and to do it with Lane Kiffin having already moved on. It's one of the best stories in college athletics this year, period. Forget just college football. Ole Miss has been incredible. And then you have to, if you're going to give Ole Miss one, you got to give Cignetti and Indiana one. I think for how dominant it was, we touched on it, 38-3 over 9th seed Alabama. Indiana has that one seed, and they backed up every bit of it. Yeah, it was a 3-and-out. I touched on this. 3-and-out for the Hoosiers to start the game, and on 6 of their next 7 possessions, they scored. Complete dominance on both sides of the ball. This defense has been phenomenal, including in the wins over Ohio State, Oregon. And so Indiana just continues to back it up. And right now, they look like the team to beat. They're the betting favorite and everything else, but I don't know what is the weakness, I would ask you, is the question on them. And then here locally, you know, I'd love to be able to give one to the Grizzlies or the Memphis basketball Tigers, but hopefully down the road we can do that. Locally, I'm going to give one to a local basketball team, the Bartlett boys basketball team. I don't know if you saw that, but they finished 4th in the prestigious City of Palms Classic down in Florida, knocked off a couple of top ranked teams, and then came back here and beat SEPA National 68-62. I think was number one rated prep school in the country. And so Bartlett, who I believe is somewhere around 13-2 this season, absolutely loaded. We've talked about it. Dylan Jones, Okoth, who is now one of the top, 10 players in the country. Then you got Braylon Williams over there. This is the year, it feels like, for Deion Real and those guys to win a state championship, and they've already played a heck of a national schedule. So
amazing.
A shout-out to that team. They might be our most reliable, consistent thing in terms of the Memphis basketball hardwood. Whitehaven's been good. Central's been good. Bartlett's been a stud to start as well.
Man, it really is. It's in a time when there's just not much of that left locally.
Mm-hmm.
They're still making it happen on the public school level.
Your guy Willie Kemp is doing a great job at the public school level at Whitehaven as well. Former Tiger over there, who is doing a wonderful job with Whitehaven.
I mean, even honestly, Briarcrest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a private school, but it ain't easy for them either.
No, I think we might have discovered something over there. I was telling somebody else about that. Maybe they're not trying to. Or maybe there's already been a story, but it looks to me like Austin Nichols is back at Briarcrest helping out.
Yeah, I mean,
which would be a great story if true. But I saw him in that locker room, and it started to look like
looks
he's helping.
True coach. For sure.
Yeah, we've talked to him. I would love if he gets his love for ball back and becomes a guy who's over there pouring into youth at Briarcrest. If that's happened for him,
because I know he was a head coach at I think the feeder school to the elementary.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but I know he was at the very least helping out or was the head coach of the sixth grade team.
Cool.
So I know he's been doing some level of coaching.
It's cool to see the former Tigers. Kemp.
Yes.
Will Coleman was doing it for a minute. I think he's into the AD role at St. George, so assistant AD or something at St. George's now.
Yes.
But it's good to see these former Tigers. Out there doing it.
No doubt.
And Austin maybe back out there doing it.
No doubt about that, man. And we talked about it over the break. Like, that was definitely where Austin was at his absolute happiest, was at Briarcrest.
Was when he's at Briarcrest.
And he's a Briarcrest legend. I mean, that dude was amazing for Briarcrest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if they won a state championship that year, but I just remember that dude was a walking 30-point, 15-rebound, bucket.
Phenomenon.
Ambidextrous
phenomenon.
They didn't know what to
hands.
Do. God forbid a white boy get a little motion. They didn't know what to do with the ambidextrous white boy under the basket. That was just one of those things in that time. Man, if he came right before it took off, but if he'd have just had a 3-point shot, that man would have played in the NBA for 10 years. I truly believe it.
I believe that.
But he just
if he wanted to.
That's
right?
True. That's
part
true.
Of it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think Austin could have developed probably a 3-point shot. That dude was that skilled and talented. It was always about the how much do you want this, Austin. Right?
Because he did win AAC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So the defense
blocking
was,
shots left and right.
Yeah. The defense was definitely there. Look, we all take different paths, We all take sometimes different paths than the ones that people think we should take, We got to do what is right for us at the end of the day because we get one life and – we got to do what makes ourselves happy, at the end of the day. They don't have to live the life you do. It does seem like being back there definitely is good for him. And, I'm always rooting for old Austin Nichols, man.
They need to disrespect dogs for you to start 2026.
Yeah, it would just be Kirby Smart, man. I mean, I thought he was
the fourth and three.
$13 million for that. Like, the fourth and three was bad. The defense at the end of the game. The worst one to me, though, was throwing on third and six from on third and goal from the six, because it's like, dude, you don't have there's only so much space that the defense has to cover. I know people do throw touchdowns from the 6-yard line, but understand that if you don't get that, if it's incomplete and the clock stops, you have no choice but to kick and you're leaving a minute left. Whereas if you run the ball with 50 seconds left, you're allowed to score on the ground. A lot of people don't know this. You're allowed to score on a run. Worst case scenario is you don't. But you kick the field goal and you only leave 10 seconds left for Ole Miss. And you're going to overtime. And you're the better team, most likely. And you're going to win the game in overtime. I'm not sure why there was such an allergy to overtime when, all you got to do is stop them once in overtime from the 25. Now, maybe you would, but at least you'd give yourself, if we have to go for two, we go for two. Like, it's just like live to fight another day. And that was his answer. We won't score. Well, you didn't. You didn't. And you lost the game, and you got to play the percentage there. That ain't, whoever you think is the best quarterback in the country. That ain't who that guy is. It ain't Stockton. He's fine, but he's not. Even Carson Beck 2 years ago, he ain't Carson Beck. So you got to know your strengths. You got to know the percentages. You got to play that. I feel like they did not play the percentages, and obviously, defensively, just a shell. I really do. I think there's a chance.
There was a ceiling on that team. Now, the fact that it's Ole Miss that you're losing is a problem.
Well, Pete Golding.
That becomes the problem. It's Pete Golding in there.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
You're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I do think he could be like, he's already ancient. Kirby's ain't, he's going to get passed up by this new generation. Dan Lanning, Kurt Cignetti, balls of the wall guys. Kirby's never been accused of being a great coach, honestly.
You just got to get him a great quarterback and get his defense back where he usually is.
Yes.
And he can still win big. But I'm with you. He got exposed to a team
totally
that had
exposed.
As much talent as
totally
Ole Miss
exposed.
He got exposed for some of his coaching decisions that usually doesn't come down to with Georgia.
Well, we could litigate this now because if it wasn't for an absolute miracle comeback at Tennessee, they're not even in this game.
Mm, yeah,
you know,
true.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost to Alabama, you know, because they didn't get a fourth and short.
That's true.
It's just, they kind of were flirting with disaster all year long, and it finally came out to play. But Kirby needs to take a long look in the mirror for his coaching in this game. $13 million, and you left Trinidad Chambliss and the Ole Miss offense a full minute to go get three. That's all he needed.
Yeah, I'm not writing off Kirby. Dabo, I feel like I'm writing off.
Yeah.
Kirby might be willing to adjust.
We'll give him another
and
year.
And look in the mirror. We'll see, though.
Yeah.
But you're right, he does need some changes.
Doesn't get easier.
Got to look at himself.
You know, it never gets easier, for sure. Florida's got some wrong. We'll see. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Calk is going to join us on the other side. Talk to him about changes and more on the other side. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN. Who they won't? Who they won't? They always will. He is Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Columnist for the Daily Memphian. Host of the Jeff Calkins Show for only four more. You counting down?
No, but I'm counting down to zero, and that's how many more appearances I have to make on this show.
That's real. Can you really say zero? I don't think you can say zero. I think you can say more, like weekly. You could say regular.
Zero. Down to zero. I've gone from an indefinite number to zero.
Right.
This is it for me. This is my.
That's right.
This is the final. In fact, people will ask me why I've decided to walk away, and I didn't tell them. The real reason was I'm just so sick of doing this Monday hit with y'all that I, and the disrespect that I get during the Monday hit. That I just couldn't bear it anymore. You know, enough's enough.
Sorry.
Right?
Very, very fair. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you enduring this one last time. I can't wait for the day where I get to announce that I'm leaving. Everybody's so nice. I mean, that must feel really good.
Oh yes. Well, it's funny, of course, everybody isn't nice. You decide. I like to post my post stories all over the place. Because you want to drive people to the Daily Memphian to see what a fabulous publication it is, and maybe they'll subscribe. The nonprofit here in Memphis that's writing news and covering the city by Memphis, by Memphians, for Memphians. And so I put it, I put the story up yesterday, whatever. I put it up on Twitter and Facebook, a couple of Facebook pages and here and there. And then I did also put it in the Memphis Tiger basketball fan page and the football fan page, and over there it's a pretty steady stream of don't let the door hit you on the way out, this is the best news I've heard all day, libtard, he's the reason I stopped listening to 92 now, like that. So I do appreciate all the people who have said nice things, and it's overwhelmingly people are nice and they said nice things, but the haters keep you honest, keep you from
getting. No, they do. No. And Jason's point is, we've had to replace two, titans of this damn station.
Mammoths.
We're looking forward to the day we get to replace somebody who has low ratings and is not popular. That'll be a lot of fun.
So you replaced Vernon. Now, that was much more controversial. See, that was much more controversial because when Vernon left, it was a clear schism. The station, right? It was not, hey, it's been a great run. We love you. Thanks for everything. Like, I have nothing but gratitude for Brad and Dan Barron and everyone at the station. And so
true.
It's all kumbaya.
You're not like, assembling an army against J&J.
It was like, you fucked Vernon out. You didn't pay him enough. I'm never listening to those, whatever, like that. Whereas here, you're used to that morning time slot. You did it with me back when the show was not as successful.
I still do feel the, in a way though, the same. It's not nearly as intense. Nothing would ever come close to that level of intensity, but it's still the same level of like, oh, this sucks.
I don't see anyone saying that. I see some people saying, I'm sorry that Jeff's gone, and I appreciate that, but I don't see anyone saying, I can't believe it. I'm never listening to that time slot again.
It's not like that. It's not like that.
I don't see any of that. And so, and also back then, you all were complete unknowns, like Bob Dylan.
That's right.
And you were complete unknowns. And now, I mean, the truth of the matter is
we were the most known unknowns, like 3-6 Mafia.
We had a separate story today on the new lineup over at the Daily Memphian. And
people were so nice in the comments. They were so nice.
It's hard to get too wound up about it because it's the same people that people are listening to. It's not like they hired someone or didn't hire someone or, you know, what's the flashpoint for rage? There's no flashpoint for rage. You took a successful afternoon show, which you all are, and moved it to be a what's going to be a successful morning show. Plus, I think the sort of start your day with J&J is so much more, you know, rolls off the tongue. Start your day with Geoff doesn't, you know, and so you got an advantage right there. Plus, right. There's two of
people
you.
Do like rhymes.
Jeffrey Wright and I did as best we could, but there's three of you, really. And so you outnumber me. You get paid more than I do. And you, as a show, and you should flourish. I see nothing but brilliant things ahead. This is not going to be like when Bill Belichick went off. You guys aren't Gerard Mayo or anything like that. You know, you're experienced radio professionals who've been crushing it in this time slot. Onward.
Would the decision to at least move on from radio have been tougher for you if Grizzlies had been looking like a top four seed or a contender
and
Penny had us ready to be a top five seed? I just wonder if there was anything in Memphis sports that we could have done better to keep Geoff Calkins at least on the radio side a little while longer.
Well, Odyssey could have stepped up, you know, offered me like a penny more at least, which they didn't. But in terms, it is an interesting thing. Like, I did think about this. The things I will not be talking about or not be around to be talking about could be incredibly fascinating, could also be a little painful, could be like, what's going to happen in this year in Memphis sports is, you know, are they going to trade Ja, right? Are they going to trade Jaren? I don't believe so. What's going to happen with Isolo? Like, what's the direction of this franchise? Hell, are they going to sign their new lease? I think they will, but I think this is the year for them to do it. With the Tigers, what's going to happen with Penny? I mean, the truth of the matter is, it's no fun to talk about an icon when that icon isn't succeeding. And right now, he's not succeeding. And so what's that going to be like as it heats up? Like, what happens if they don't win the turn? Like, is that – I'll be honest. Like, I don't need to be on the air saying anything. Like, I do not want to be someone who says it's time for Penny Hardaway to go. So from that perspective, I will be ducking that if that's the way this plays out. But no, in the end, it didn't really have anything to do with that one way or another. But it is an interesting time to be walking away just because you guys have some minefields ahead of you, you know?
Potential minefields? I don't know. I mean, if the Grizzlies leave, we got a lot more to worry about than that.
Well, no, I'm not worried about that, but like Penny.
I mean, I don't know.
Penny is the biggest minefield.
Some of the best months we ever had on our show was when Tubby Smith was being awful and was getting fired. I mean, I don't want that to happen, but I'm
mean,
just...
I didn't mean a minefield in terms of there won't be. I think there's going to be great interest. I think there's incredible interest. I'm just...
Day-to-day, you
mean.
It was easy.
I didn't mean in terms of what you say. It was easy to come out and say Tubby Smith should be fired, right? That was easy. We all thought that, and everybody in the world thought that. No one liked Tubby. He didn't do anything to endear himself to the community. That was easy to say Penny should be hired.
I think you proceed like you feel like you owe to your audience, which is to tell the truth. I mean, you know, and the truth is the truth. I mean, I think that's how I come at it. You call me negative, and maybe sometimes the truth does steer negative. But I think you just have to, you know, and maybe the audience, sometimes the audience, it's like Skip Bayless says, maybe not what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. You know, this isn't mamby pamby. You know, it's going to be very different from 9 to noon. It's a new era. I'll tell you that straight up right here, right now.
I was all sunshine.
Yeah, you were. It is going to be like a dark cloud. It's coming in, baby.
It's going to be some truth telling. Some truth telling.
No, I mean,
the other nice thing is that you all each sometimes have different perspectives, and that's good too, you know?
Yeah.
So I just mean, to Jason's question, I really hadn't thought about it in terms of whether, you know, certainly whether what is happening in sports has any impact on whether I left or not. But it is true. Like, it's easier. This is true. When the Grizzlies are crushing it and there's a playoff, you know, run and they're, you know, like, then you feel like you just come into radio and you're just riding the wave every day, right? Yeah. And that is not what you are lucky enough to have, sadly. You're just riding the injury report every day. Like, it just gets to be, there's no one to blame and there's no one to get mad at. It just is demoralizing. You know, the way Chris, and with Ja, the way Chris put it, this, and he, I think his column going up at the Daily Memphis may be up already, but if you look at Ja's week since he's been back, what does he have? He's got one really good offensive game against, you know, the Sixers. He's got one game where he was not particularly good against the Lakers. His numbers were okay, but he wasn't good, and he was a huge, you know, minus when he was out there. And then he's got one no-show, one game where he's unavailable.
Right.
And that is basically Ja in a, to a T. Like, over the past 3 years, the if you add up the unavailables and the not goods, those games, you get twice as many of those games than you do of the Ja being good games. So what do you do with that? Like, frustrating.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been doing radio for 25 years. You certainly went through some seasons like this one. And I mean, you went through seasons where there wasn't even an NBA team.
Terrible seasons. That's why the one time when I played Christmas carols in front of the FedEx Forum on my tuba, it was because I don't know how many games the Grizzlies had lost to start the season again. Maybe. You know, whatever. They'd lost 13 in a row the previous year to start the season. So after they lost, like, let's say 8, I said, don't worry. You're just wondering what you write or what you say, right? I said, don't worry. This team isn't that bad. If they lose 13 in a row to start this year, I'll play Christmas carols in front of FedEx Forum on my tuba. Like, you're whatever. And the next thing you know, I was playing Christmas carols in front of FedEx Forum on my tuba. So, yes, there has been some, you know, the Larry Porter era was hideous. The last days of Tommy West were painful, and there's been a lot of, but I'd say more joy. Like, it's been really fun, you know, it's been really fun. And even when it's not fun, radio can be fun. That's the other thing, right? Like, even when the sports aren't fun, the radio part can be fun. And that's the thing, and I'm sure you guys hear this too. Like, in the end, you tune in to hear whatever, opinions about sports, conversations about sports. But the stuff that really sticks and that really connects people to the station and to you and to both of you and to me as well, ultimately, is the other stuff, you know? Like, it's – someone said that they really liked the segments that I used to do with my dad. And I'd sort of – I hadn't forgotten about them, but my dad used to call during a blizzard – he called and, describe how snowed in they were. And Dad was sort of deaf and he'd be bellowing over the phone. And he was this character. And he's my dad, not your dad or not those listeners' dad, but people relate to their own dads and hear Jason talk about his dad and the loss of his dad. Like, this is stuff that transcends whether the Grizzlies or Tigers won a game or lost a game. Yep. And I think it, in the end, is the stuff that binds people together as a community and binds people as a community of radio listeners. Like, that's, you know, these are stuff that we all, things that we all experience.
Well, we're going to root for the Bills, Jeff. And that's what I will miss is the chance for you to talk about them actually being in the Super Bowl and having, cause this feels like the year, man. You look around, you heard me discussing this. It's Josh Allen's time. What do you look at Trevor Lawrence and you said he intimidates you and freaking Patrick Mahomes is out and no Lamar Jackson. You're gonna go to the Super Bowl and win it, and you're not gonna talk about it daily. I'm gonna miss that. Will you join us then?
I sadly don't believe any of that, but
I didn't think you would.
I do think it is to Josh's credit that at a time when Lamar couldn't get it done and Patrick Mahomes couldn't get it done and the Lions couldn't get it done and Burrow and whatever, it's a greater to lesser extent their fault. But the truth of the matter is Josh isn't surrounded by a hell of a lot of great talent either. And like, he is just refuses to let that team be mediocre. And so they make into the playoffs again. They closed down to Highmark Stadium yesterday, which was emotional. He only plays one snap just to keep his streak of however many 186 starts or whatever it is in a row alive. But they're a deep, they're a deeply flawed team. They can't stop the run. And except for James Cook, they do not have a playmaker on offense. And so, yeah, they could beat Jacksonville, I suppose. Although McDermott is 0-5 on the road in the playoffs. Now, most of those are lost to the Chiefs, right? And one of those was lost. It was a loss before Josh got there. So it is wide open, certainly.
Yes, sir.
But I think Denver's in a pretty good position, honestly. And that defense is just hellacious. So who knows? Crazy-ass world. Crazy. I mean, you certainly don't believe in your Bears either.
Well, I think
good reason.
Yeah, 29th worst, 29th-ranked defense in the end. That's what gets exposed, right, once you reach this point of the calendar, as your weaknesses get exposed.
Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. And but again, the Bills look up rushing defense.
Well, I know Bills, that'd be yours.
And the Bills can't. And the thing is that it's hard. There's a reason. I mean, like, I think I admire Kansas City because they're going to pick 9th. It's hard when you're picking 28th, 29th, 30th, whatever, every year, 32nd. It's hard to reload. And once they were missing the playoffs, like, they tanked in an unbelievably impressive fashion.
Yep.
And now they're picking 9th. And so they're taking a gap year. And, you know, maybe they can get – because except for, like, Chris Jones – they don't have a McDuffie, I guess, as well. They don't have a lot of studs because it's hard to pick studs on defense, for example. So anyway, it's been a fascinating year, obviously, in the NFL. But who knows? Maybe this is the Bills' year, but I'm skeptical.
Jeff, thanks as always, man. I appreciate you for your friendship and look forward
to. I'm going to tear up now.
I made sure not to even discuss anything.
This is the last Monday appearance. Oh my God.
I'm just gonna.
The truth.
Your comment section makes me feel really good, so I'm going to continue to.
Are they ripping you? Is that the one place where they're ripping you?
Well, you're not supposed to read the comments, right?
And you shouldn't do it.
People just don't have any idea what they're talking about. That's the main thing.
I did not. I would sort of notice yesterday that people ripping on me in the Memphis basketball page, like. But I didn't read a full any comment, you know, whatever. And that's fine.
No, I mean, I've been doing this long enough.
We have public jobs and we get public applause, and that's incredible because most people don't. But we also get ripped publicly, and that's fine too.
That's
it
right.
It just goes with the territory.
No, it is. I'll
you guys will be great. I could not. Listen, this was the obvious thing to do, was to move you all into that slot, and I think it made it simple for Brad. And you know, this is like Joe Montana being replaced by Steve Young. You know, it's just one unstoppable force yielding to another.
Even my mom said in your comments, "Sorry to see you go."
Oh my gosh! Yep. Have your mom on board.
I mean, that's
this.
Insane.
Oh, that's rough.
That is
that's
insane.
That's rough.
That's what they say,
that's
though.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, man.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. No longer going to join us on Mondays.
Man, last one. Now that
was that's, it. That was it.
That hits a button.
I think at some point he will miss being heard. That's my prediction. He'll miss being heard. Now, to the extent of wanting to do a daily show, no. But do I think he will occasionally want to make an appearance at some point?
Down the road?
I do believe that.
I hope so.
I think people who do this like to be heard. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I mean, it's just, you don't do it for any other reason, you know? I mean, at bottom, you like to be heard. And I think he'll take some time, and eventually he'll want to be heard again. And we'll see what that looks like.
We'll be here for him with an open ear.
We're here for any segment that Calkins had. So it was Harrington Fishman. Trivia. What else? Am I missing anything?
Hardeman. Hardeman.
Sam Hardeman.
I did a segment with him on Fridays.
Jeff's bets. You know, the gambling
that's
thing
right,
with Jeffrey Wright.
That's right. College football season, right?
Asking Jeffrey questions.
Yeah. Cerrito trivia is a staple.
Yeah.
Can we get Jeffrey in here to recreate and just ask him like?
Oh, that's great, right? I mean, that's how the magic happens.
That's right.
You ask that person questions.
Genius.
That's right. He never asked me questions, and he was right not to do that, because odds are I was probably drunk from the night before, and I wouldn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, I think he did ask you questions. I think he leaned on you pretty heavy.
Did he? Yeah. I don't remember.
Not as heavy, though, because one, come on,
White Station, MUF.
That's right. That's right.
The programs you were in, the programs.
No, I mean, I think his
Come on. This dude was a scholar at MUS. What are we talking
about
here?
That's right. I'm a street scholar.
You're a pace setter.
I was over in them White Station year. Streets over the break. I went to a tournament. First time in, what's the dome y'all have at the White
That's
Station?
The Spartan Palace.
Come on,
first
Brad.
Time in the Spartan Palace. Yep.
Can you please?
I mean, hallowed ground.
It felt hallowed.
I'll be honest. It's in better shape than the Marist gym.
Oh, 100. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It's a hell of a gym. I mean, big.
I think we got
huge.
We got suites in there, right? We got some boxes.
I don't know. The boxes, they got nice setup for the
little
tournament.
We got to fix the basketball program, man. We got.
Yeah.
How
is the program going?
I have no clue, to be honest. I mean, I know
John's dropped the coverage of White Station basketball.
Damn.
Well, I mean, it's different.
That's
for
how far we've fallen off.
No,
we used to be. You see me talking about Bartlett on here.
That's right.
They are kicking ass, though.
The White Station team.
Bartlett
and Whitehaven.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, you got to hire that coach. Like, you got to hire I'm just saying that's what you got. If you're going to do it at a public school level, you got to hire a dude like Willie Kemp or what's my man at Bartlett?
Deion Real.
Deion.
Yeah.
Always going to keep it real. My guy, Deion Real, bro. I love Deion Real. I've never met him, but I have heard so much about him. Anyway, thanks to Jeff for his guidance, his advice, his time over the years.
Owe him a lot professionally.
And we will once again do our best to assimilate and convert and do a great show.
Replace a legend.
We've done it once before. What's one more? You know, what's one more? All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Monday. J&J, 90.9 FM, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Anxiously awaiting the news of Cedric Coward and the injury there. I don't guess we'll get anything until maybe, what, later today? Because they do have a game tomorrow against the Spurs. Mm-hmm. So we'll know, you know, whether or not he's – I mean, I'm not expecting him because, like you said, he was already on a minutes restriction. So we know they're going to play that very conservatively. But it does feel like probably, what, 2 to 3 weeks minimum, just given history.
This, I mean, knowing them and knowing how protective of him they're going to be because of what he's flashed already.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to be extra cautious with this. And so, yeah, I could hopefully it's on the shorter end and not something where we're, you know, you're talking about several weeks or a month or
right.
anything like that.
So you're probably not going to have John Mara. You're probably not going to have, I guess you could have John. He was questionable. Maybe you have John, but certainly feels like no Cedric Coward, no Edie. Vince Williams remains out. And then for the Spurs, they've been without Wemby the last couple of games because he hyperextended it about three to four games ago. So maybe you'll catch the Spurs without him. But we know the Spurs just seem to have your number regardless.
Well, I mean, the problem is that you have to play all these above 500 teams. You know, as soon as you turn this corner, eventually it's going to turn into the Denvers and Houstons. I know there's a little bit of opportunity still. With Brooklyn in there, but you got to face Orlando twice. That one's over. Overseas in Europe, you got OKC again, and these are teams you've consistently shown you can't beat this season, even when you've been a little bit more fully staffed. So that's the point is, if it can't happen against the good ones, you've sort of had a nice little schedule here, particularly as it dropped in December to try to get you back to 500. Didn't handle it well down the stretch, especially the two losses to Washington. And so yeah, man, you just. Things could get a lot worse, to be honest with you.
By the way, it's as if the internet knew we were talking about this game. Victor Wembanyama will travel with the Spurs to Memphis. Questionable officially. Played in 5-on-5 today. So I guess, I don't know how the Spurs do it, but that sounds like he's going to play. Why would you travel if you're not going to play? Mm-hmm. His availability will be reevaluated after shoot-around. So,
them, OKC, and then Orlando in two back-to-back with just Brooklyn in the middle of that is your only losing record team. So,
that's right.
Yeah, tough stretch here.
It is a very tough stretch. And, you know, like you said, decisions probably get made for you in the next couple of weeks in terms of do you extend timelines on injuries? Do you shorten timelines on injuries? You know, I give the Grizz credit as a team because they are scrapping with all this going on. I mean, Cedric Coward leaving that game at half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you saw the importance, you know, of a guy like that, and you know they were fighting tooth and nail at the end of that game. You just at some point, yeah, Luka, LeBron, you have Cam Spencer and you know, Jaren, who's doing his best, but we know Jaren's not that kind of guy in these moments.
Well, I didn't have a block in either one of the Lakers games, if I recall correctly.
But it's so, like, we got to stop expecting things when we know they're not going to happen. Jalen Wells was an all-star for the last 2 minutes of that game, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Had a heck of a fourth quarter.
That man had like 8 points in the last minute.
Yeah, it's not an effort deal, which you questioned after, what, Boston months back. Now, that's not been the issue. Give him a... again, it's a salute, sort of a yeoman's work here. No, this is unfair. You talked about it in terms of the numbers of games missed based on, you know, compared to what you're paying. But this is life in the NBA.
Yes, it
is. Nobody's going to cry for you.
No, they're not. They're absolutely not. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show again. New era here at 92.9. That will start next week. So enjoy it. It's one of our last five sign-offs at 2 o'clock. So there you have it. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.